Yes, the, remember what, I wanted to discuss this, but that's next week. I handed out to you two, one of them very thick, the other one 8 pages, of information, one from the World Health Organization, the International Agency on Research on Cancer, which lists 109 things that are carcinogenic to humans. It lists 65 things that are possibly carcinogenic, 275 that are possibly, 504 that are not classifiable. Some of those things that are on that number one list, the carcinogenic to humans, include alcoholic beverages, and I believe that some of us do not avoid them entirely. We avoid them as much as we can. There's arsenic, so if it doesn't kill you quick, it kills you slowly. Benzene, that's in our gasoline. Asbestos. Tobacco of all kinds. Shale oil. Radon. Solar radiation. Soot from our chimneys. Wood dust when we're cutting the wood. Biomass fuel. These are things that we don't hear from what all we hear about is POTS from the Cancer Action New York. So I also printed from the EPA a list of the Dirty Dozen. This is the whole 8 pages, but they list the Dirty Dozen POPs, persistent organic pollutants. And I put beside each of those where they are listed on the World Health Organization's chart. And most of them are threes, which means not classifiable as to its carcinogenicity, and two Bs, which are possibly carcinogenic. I believe that POPs are a bad thing. They cause mostly problems, I think, in reproductive areas. DDT was banned in 1974 or 1970 because we were finding that the bald eagle was becoming extinct because their eggs were becoming soft from DDT. DDT was banned, and of course now we see eagles and so on. My point is that I believe that when people come in and accuse us of not caring about cancer, that they should have facts from the World Health Organization, not certain things that seem to point toward their agenda. When we have an opportunity for no smoking on county grounds, Cancer Action New York was not here to support that. When we are talking about J&L and asbestos in the air, PCBs in the ground, mercury, Cancer Action New York is not there to support that. I, for one, am tired of being told that I don't care about cancer. We do. Our public health department educates about cancer and its causes, and I think we should be proud of our public health department and the state public health. And I just wanted everyone to have this information so that when we hear this stuff, we can have facts that go right from the organization that information that supposedly is coming from. Thank you.
Thanks, Fred. Anybody else?